Shlishi. Vayidabar Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. Rashi tells us that this parsha of Shiluach HaTmeim, sending the Tmeim out of the Machane, was stated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was put up. This parsha was one of the 8 parashiyos that were said on that day. And although the Degolim were not set up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, like we saw in Parshas Bamidbar, it wasn't until a month later that the Degolim were set up, there were still 3 machanos at the time of the erection of the Mishkan. Because once the walls of the Mishkan were put up and the chatzar around it, anything within the chatzar was the Machane Shechina, around that was the Machane Leviya, and around that was the Machane Yisrael. Although Klal Yisrael did not camp around the Mishkan, each shevet on its side, everybody was mixed together, but there was already at that point 3 machanos. And once there were 3 machanos, the Tmeim had to be sent out from the machanos which they weren't allowed to be in. And the pasuk says, "Savas b'nei Yisrael, command the b'nei Yisrael, v'shalchu min ha-machane, that you should send out of the machane, kol tzaruah, every mitzarah must be sent out of all 3 machanos, v'chol zav, and somebody who had a zav, a mission, must be sent out of 2 machanos, the machane shechina and machane levia, v'chol tamei lo nefesh, somebody who is metame himself to a dead body, must be sent out of the machane shechina, v'zochar ad nekeva tshalechu." A Zohar and a Keva alike must be sent out, El Michus La Machane, outside the camp, to Shalchum, you shall send them out. In order that you shall not be metame their camp, which I dwell amongst them. Vayasuchem b'nei Yisrael, and the Yidden did so, Vayishalchu oisom El Michus La Machane, and they sent them out of the camp, Kashadiba Hashem El Moshe, Kain Osu b'nei Yisrael. The way Hashem commanded Moshe, so did the b'nei Yisrael do, they sent the Tmeim out of the Machane. The Netziv asks, why does the pasuk have to say Mizochar va'ad nekeva tishalechu, that even a female must be sent out of the machane? Why would I think that a nekeva should be different? He answers that this parasha is talking about a mitzera also, and we find in parasha's mitzera that there is a din of priya and frima, which means priya, the hair of the mitzera must be left to grow long, and prima, he must rip his clothing. And after that, it says that we send the mitzera out of the machane. And the halacha is that priya and frima is only noigea to a male mitzera and not a female mitzera. So you might think, since priya and frima does not pertain to a female mitzera, so too what's stated afterwards, vishalchum min ha-machane, sending them out of the machane, does not apply to a female mitzera. Therefore the pasuk has to say mizochar va'ad nekeva, to include a nekeva also. Also, why does the pasuk say mizachar ad nekeva, from a male to a female, and not just zachar unekeva? Taris Kahanim explains that it's coming to include even a tumtum and androgynous, that they too must be sent out of the machane if they are tame. Mizachar ad nekeva, from a zachar until a nekeva, and everything in between, a tumtum and an androgynous also have to be sent out of the machane. Zachrashi pasuk beis tzaves b'nei Yisrael. This parsha was stated on the day the Mishkan was put up. And in Masechtas Gittin Perek HaNezokin, it says that 8 parshiyos were said on the day the Mishkan was erected. At the time of their encampment, there were 3 machanos: the Machane Shechina, the Machane Leviya, and the Machane Yisrael. Toich HaKloyim hi Machane Shechina. Within the Kale HaChotzer was the Machane Shechina, Chanias HaLeviim Saviv, and the encampment of the Leviim was around that, K'moshe Mefurish B'Parshas Bamidbar Sinai, like it is stated in Parshas Bamidbar Sinai, Hi Machane Leviya, that is the Machane Leviya, Misham Vat Seif Machane HaDegolim, from there until the end of the camp of the Degolim, where the B'nai Yisrael were, L'chol Arba Ruchais, on all 4 sides, Hi Machane Yisrael was the camp of the Yisrael, Hatzarua Mishtaleach Chutz L'chulam, the mitzvah is sent out of all 3 machanos. Hazav mutar b'machane Yisrael. Hazav is allowed to come into the machane Yisrael. Umishulach menashtayin, and was sent out of 2, machane Shechina and machane Leviya. Hitami lo nefesh, and somebody who is a tami meis mutar af b'shel Leviya, is mutar to come into the machane Leviya. Ve'ena mishulach elo mishel Shechina, and he is only sent out of the machane Shechina. V'chol zeh, and all this darshu Rabbi Seinu, our rabbanim darshim min hamekrois, from the Psukim, the Mesech the Psachim, in Mesech the Psachim, they make these drushes. Zok Rashi, Tomei lo Nefesh. So Rashi quotes Targum, the Mesov l'tmei nafsha de'enosha, somebody who became tamei to the bones of a person. Oimarani shehu lashon atzmois adam. I say that the word tamei means the bones of a person. The lashon arami in Aramaic. V'harbi yesh b'bereishis rabba. We find it many times this word in bereishis rabba, like it says, Andrianus sachik tamaya. Andrianus, his bones shall be crushed. Sachik atzmois. Sachik tamaya means sachik atzmois. His bones shall be crushed. So we see tamaya means bones. So too, when Targum says "Letmei nafshe de'enosha," it means he was tamei to the bones of a person. It is interesting that Rashi has to go to the Bereishis Rabba to find that the word tamya means a bone, when he already stated a Mishnah in Aholos in Parshas Miketz, when it says "Chartume Mitzrayim," and Rashi says the word "Chartume" comes from two words: "Char," he heats up; "Tume," the bones of people. These were the magicians of Mitzrayim that used to do magic with the bones of people. Chartume, they heated up the bones of people. And Rashi over there quotes a Mishnah in Aholos that says, Bayish shehu moli tamya, a house that is full of bones. So why did Rashi have to bring a different raya from the Bereishis Rabba over here? We also have to understand, why does Rashi want to say that the Pasuk, when it says, V'chol tamei lo nefesh, means that he was metame himself to the bones of a person? Why couldn't we just say to a dead body? And the Mefarshim explained, because nobody died in the Midbar during that time. So it was not possible that the Torah was commanding them that they are tame if they touched a dead body. The only dead body that was there was the Atzmeis Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Therefore the Pasuk says, V'chol tamei lo nefesh, Rashi explains it to mean, the Mesav l'tamei nafshi denosha, he was metame himself to the bones of a person. Because at that point in the Midbar, the only tamei meis was the Atzmeis Yosef. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. Rashi tells us that this parsha was really said at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Over there it says that if somebody steals and denies that he stole and swears falsely, then he pays a keren choymesh v'osham. He pays the principal, adds a fifth, and brings a carbon osham. The pasuk over here is telling us that when does he pay a keren choymesh v'osham? That is only if he swears falsely and then he admits. But if Edom come, he does not pay a Keren Chaymesh V'Yashem. It also tells us the din of Gezel Hager, that if somebody steals and denies it and swears falsely and then is Moida and he wants to pay, but the person that he stole from is a Ger and this Ger dies and he does not have any Yarshim, then the halacha is that he pays this money to the Kayhan. And the Pasuk says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, Isha Isha, a man or a woman, Ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam, who they will do from all the sins of a person, Limoil mal b'Hashem, to rebel against Hashem, V'oshma ha'nefesh ahi, and this person will become guilty. What was his avera? His avera was that he stole, denied it, and swore falsely. And now the Pasuk says that he is only chayev keren chomesh v'osham if he's moide, if he admits. V'zvadu es chatosu masher osu, and they will admit their sin that they did. Then veheishiv es hashomei b'roishoi, he will return the principal to the person. V'chamishisa yosef olav, and add a fifth. V'nosa la'asher osham loy, and he will give it to the person that he owes it to. So the pasuk just told us that the only time that he pays the keren chomesh and brings the osham is only v'hizvadu, if they are moider. And now the pasuk tells us the second halacha, v'mein lo ish goyel, if the person who is owed the money does not have any relatives, he is a ger and he died, and now the other person wants to pay him, v'im'ein lo yish goyel, if there is no relative to this person, l'hoshiv ha'osham elov, to return the debt to him, ha'osham ha'mushav l'ashem l'koyim, the debt is then returned to Hashem and Hashem gives it to the koyim, milvad elak yipur mashir chape boy olov, this is besides for the ram that he has to bring as a kapara, his ayel la'osham, that he atones himself with on his avera. Zok Rashi posik vav, limol mal b'Hashem, to rebel against Hashem, harechoz v'kosov kan, parshas goizel v'nishba al sheker. It repeats over here the parsha of somebody who steals and swears falsely. Hi ho amuro b'parshas v'yikro. This is the parsha that was said already in parshas v'yikro. Umol mal b'Hashem, as the posik says, he rebelled against Hashem, v'kichesh ba'amisoi, and he was deceitful against his friend. V'nishnas kan, and it is repeated over here, v'shvil shnei dvorim sh'nischat shuva, because of two points that were introduced over here. Ha'echad, one point is, shekosav, the pasuk says, v'svadu, that they admitted, Loimar to say she'ena chayiv chaimish va'osham al pi edim, that one is not chayiv a fifth and a carbon osham if edim come ad sheyoda b'davar, unless he is moida. He's only chayiv the osham and the chaimish if he admits vasheni. And the second point is al gezel hager, if he stole from a ger and then the ger dies and there's no yarshim shehu nitein la'kayhanim, that the debt is given to the kayhanim. Zok Rashi es hashomer b'roshoi, he gives back the principal. Hu hakeren shenish ba'alov, this is the principal amount that he swore on, and he gives it to la'asher osham loy, to the one that he owes it to, l'mishin eschayev loy, to the one he is indebted to. And the Maskil David explains what Rashi means to say. He says there is a din of shibud de Rav Nosson, which means if Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon owes money to Levi, Levi can come to Reuven to collect his debt. And Reuven cannot say, Lav bal devorim didi at, I have nothing to do with you. But since Reuven owes to Shimon and Shimon owes to Levi, Levi can collect from Reuven. Here too, the Pasuk is saying, V'nosan la'asher osham loy, he will give it to the person that he owes, which means that if he owes money to the person he stole from, and the person he stole from owes to somebody else, he can give the money directly to the third person. That's what it means, l'mishin eschayev loy, to the one who he is really indebted to, which is the third person. Zok Rashi v'im ein lo ish goyel, if he does not have any relatives, shemeis hatoyveya, the one who is collecting the money from him, who says that he stole from him, died, sheshbioi, this person who was mashbia him, v'ein lo yarshim, he does not have any yarshim, l'hosheva oshom elov, to return the money to him, kishinim lachzel es vades alavoynoi, when this person decided to do tshuva and to be moida, the other person was already dead. V'amru Rabbi Seinu, and our Chachamim say, V'chiyesh l'cha odom b'Yisrael she'ein lo goelim, is there a person in Klal Yisrael that does not have any relatives, oy ben, oy bas, a son or a daughter, oy ach or a brother, oy she'er basar, or a relative, hakorov, who is related to him, mimishpachas oviv, from his father's house, l'mala ad Yaakov, all the way back to Yaakov? How is it possible he does not have a relative? Elo, only Zehager, this is referring to a ger, Shemes, who died, ve'en lo yarshim. So who does the money go to? Ha'osham, ha'mushav, Zehakeren v'achoymesh, the principal and the fifth go, la'shem, la'koyin. Kono Hashem, v'nosin la'koyin, sheba'isim mishmar. Hashem acquired it and gave it to the koyin who is working by that mishmar, by that watch. Because the kahanim were divided into different groups, each group was called a mishmar, so the koyin that was working at that shift will get the money. Milavad elaki purim, besides for the carbon which he has to bring, ha'omer b'vayikra shu'tzarech lahavi, that it says in Vayikra that he must bring. If you look back at Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says, v'zvadu es chatosom, and they will admit their sin. V'zvadu is in the plural. And then it says, v'heshiv es hashamay, he will return his debt. V'heshiv is in the singular. It does not say v'heshivu, but rather v'heshiv. Why does it start off in the plural and end in the singular? I once heard a pshat that many people admit their sins, but very few actually do real tshuva. And this is what the Pasuk is hinting to. V'esvadu es chatosom, in the plural, many people are moide and admit what they did wrong. But v'heshev es hashamay, when it comes to somebody actually to take action and do tshuva and return his debt, that is only in the singular. Very few people do that. And the Pasuk continues, v'chol teruma and all teruma, which Rashi explains to mean bikurim, the first fruits of the year from the Zion Minim, l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael, for all the kotchem of the b'nei Yisrael, ashiak rivu, that they bring close, la'koyen lo'yiyeh, it belongs to the koyen. Since by bikurim, we learned earlier in Parashas Mishpatim, that it says, tavi, beis Hashem alikecho, you shall bring to the house of Hashem, but it does not say what to do with it, therefore the Pasuk says over here, la'koyen lo'yiyeh, bikurim belongs to the koyen. So Rashi, v'chol teruma, Rashi is going to explain why teruma over here means bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, v'chi truma makriven l'kayin, is truma something that we bring to the kayin? V'alayhu ha-machazer acharel l'beis agronos, the kayin goes after it to the granaries. U'ma tam aloyma asher yakrivu, so how can the pasuk say asher yakrivu, that we bring it to the kayin? Elu ha-bikurim elamai, must mean the bikurim. Shenema bahem, where the pasuk says tavi beis Hashem l'kecha, you should bring it to the beis hamikdash. But I do not know what you shall do with it. Tamaloimar, la koyin la yiyeh, it belongs to the koyin. Po'akosu v'limeid ala bikurim, the pasuk comes and teaches us concerning bikurim, sheyiu nitnin la koyin, that it shall be given to the koyin. And the pasuk continues, v'ishes kadosh of la yiyu, Rashi brings down two pshatim in this pasuk. The first pshat is that since a Yisrael has to give matanois gifts to the Kaihanim and the Leviim, you might think that a Kohen and a Levi may take it by force. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ve'ishes kedoshav lo yiyu." Each person owns his kachim; he owns his trumas and maaseros that he has the right to give it to any Kohen or any Levi that he sees fit. Rashi's second pshat is "Ve'ishes kedoshav." If a person will hold on to his holy things, he will hold on to his maaser. Then lo yiyu, all he will be left with is maaser. If he doesn't give maaser to the Levi, he will be left with 1/10 of all his possessions. Ish asher yitin la'kohen, a person that will give to the kohen the matanos, the gifts that are belonging to him, lo yiyeh, to him will be mamon harbe, a lot of money. So from this pasuk we see that if somebody gives maaser, then he will end up with a lot of money. But if he holds on to the maaser, he will only be left with 1/10 of his possession. And there is an interesting drush on this topic on a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Avram and Lot were separating from each other, the pasuk says that Avram said, "Im hasmoel ve'imino, if you go left, I'll go right. Vim hayomin, if you go right, va'as me'ilo, and I will go to the left." And the Medrash Pliya says on this pasuk, "Mikan, from here we see, aser v'shvil shetes asher, give maaser in order that you will become wealthy." What's the connection between this pasuk and aser v'shvil shetes asher? I once heard a pshat to answer this Medrash Pliya that the dot on a shin, whether it is to the right or the left, to the right being a shin and left a sin, can change the meaning of the word. For example, the word aser, if it's on the left side, it means maaser. But if it's on the right side, it spells osher, wealth. And the pasuk means like this: Im hasmoil, if you will put the nekuda on the left side, and it will spell maaser, you will give maaser. Ve'emino, I'll place it on the right side, and it will spell osher, I will make you wealthy. Aser b'shvil shetes asher. But vim hayomin, if you place it on the right side, you will want to remain an osher, and you will not want to give tzedakah. Then va'as me'ilah, I will place it on the left side, and you will be left with only eser, 1/10. Zot Rashi v'ish es kedoshav lo yiyu, v'fi shenemu matones kuhunu ulevia, since it says that we must give gifts to the Kahanim and the Leviim, yochol yavoyu v'yitlum bizroya, I might think that they can take it by force. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, v'ish es kedoshav lo yiyu, each person owns his kachim. Magid shetoves hanoson lebailim, that the owners have the right to give it to whoever they want. And there are also other midrashim on this pasuk in the Sefri. The Medrash Agada says, "Ve'ish es kedoshav la'yu, mi shema'akiv masroisav ve'ena noisnon, somebody who holds back his maisrois and does not give them la'yu ha'maisrois. At the end, he will only be left with maisrois. Soif, the end will be she'ein sadeu oise ela echer me'asora shahoisa limuda lasois. His field will only produce 1/10 of what it used to produce. Ish asher yitin la'koyin matonis ha'yu yislai, a person that will give the Kohen the matanois that befit him, lo yiyeh, to him will be mamon harbe, a lot of money."